Sunday the 13th of April, Kles Nissen, Rabbi Eliezer Schneeberg, Hilchus Halichus HaSeder.
First I have to thank everyone, the Hanover Coalition, the organization, for inviting me to speak over here. And Terewey. And all those Mishtatzen that came. It seems that she is very chushev. I saw on the way the Master Sutton. How many cars were Sutton's to disturb me coming and the traffic in the way? Not only cars, Thames Waterboard also decided another 3-4 minutes to disturb my shit. Seems it's chushev. The title is not exactly Halicha, it's more Halicha than Hilchas HaSeder. Halicha is the approach. Steht in Zvur Magdoshim, the Gemur of Sha'al and Vedoshim, Gemur of Sha'al and Vedoshim, Hilchas HaPesach, Shloshim Yom Kodem Achag. Steht in Zvur Magdoshim, Steht in Zvur that Sha'al and Vedoshim, Chomet v'Pesach is usa b'mashi. B'mashi. Every other isa becomes brutal b'shishim. Chomet v'Pesach is usa b'mashi. B'mashi, mi yoyim ezachisi libi. How a person could be nitzel from b'mashi. So to sh'alim v'doshin, you have to ask, in b'doshin of the Rebbeinu Shalem, b'hilchas achag, b'hilchas achag, how you approach Hatzei Yom Tov, how do you have confidence to approach Hatzei Yom Tov, where even b'mashi is usa. We will speak the same thing now concerning the Seder. The Seder, it's a gewalt steigt in the summer durch, it's a very heilige Nacht, it's a very special night, where Kodesh Baruch Hu gives the matune for Klal Yisrael. The Chedu brings from the Zayde the Chesed Lavrum, I've seen in other Svurim also bring from the Chesed Lavrum, as the whole Shuna Veshuna, Kodesh Baruch Hu oysen Masse Punem Am Yisrael. Every year Kodesh Baruch Hu does a, so shows a favor for the Yiddish Kinder, the Moitzi es Nishmus on takes out the Neshuma, Shloshim Yom Kodem Achag, he takes out the Neshuma, Echad Mishloshim, a 30th of where they are in unpleasant situation, takes them out every night the 30th, till they arrive to the night of Seder, and then he takes them out completely from the Hechulos Hatemah, as he calls it over there, and every Yid becomes that night a Bal Madreg, every Yid is Oichad that night, so Yitzias Mitzrayim, gets out of Mitzrayim. Is made that night of the Seder that is Gu a Heilige Nacht. I'll share with you a few Mamurim of Svurim that speak about. Chedu speaks in one of the start with the Terzuafim. Terzuaf in the Halacha of by Rechatz. One of the Simun of the Seder is Rechatz. Rechatz to wash the hands. Why do you wash the hands? Because we Oisik in a Dovah Shetabila B'mashke. Is even though the whole year we're not unoyig so much dvurim to wash the hands for dovish to be leva mashke, so the terzur of the belay leze machmerin and yoisim bebshah shuna. This night we're machmer more than the whole year. The whole year dovish to be leva mashke. Not everyone is machmer to wash the hands, but tonight you have to wash the hands. Why? Because this night is an elevated night. We find the same thing. We find also shtein shechnurich and hilchas. Don't remember the simon. And it says to me, achieve it, those who eat pas palta, it says to me, you shouldn't be eating pas palta. Elachoya looks up, so they say to me, achieve, you become from, and later you're less from. What game do you play over here? Tonight, time, high as manam, is a time to be more medagdic than the whole year. The Chedu brings in Zaguda, in Aguda Gilas Oilam, he brings b'shem chochem echad gudol the kol avera shudim oisa v'chaga pesach oisa pegam gudol yoisa m'shayumim. Every avera that he does in pesach does a pegam more than the whole year. And he explains it with the words of the Rizal. The Rizal said, I don't know what it means, but the Rizal said, even amur and Shabbos, even amur is poigim ba'atzilis. Whatever it means, atzilis is some kind of dage. That in Shabbos, even the Amuritz is poigim. If he doesn't have it, even he is poigim at that high level. Because Shabbos is a higher level. And mainly uses the Chedu uses the same thing that now also. Sefer Neufisifim brings that in Pesach, Bula Oilem Or Gudel. Pesach comes in the world of Or Gudel. In Mele Tzurich Lizem Oid Bechol Maasov. Pele Yoyitz, Sefer Pele, famous Sefer Pele Yoyitz, he brings at the end. Because we are mekibulim, shloi isa chometz bevadi isa chomomoid. Not only isa chometz own, not only isa chometz is isa chometz in Pesach. Eile kol dvar pesha choma ma'oid. Every dvar pesha in Pesach time is multiplied, is greater. That is similar to what is said over there in Hilchos Aseret Me'achivi. Even the holy year is not marked in the past Paltim, but now, since it's a highest man, every smaller pagam would be seen as a pagam. He says, V'oyser roishim b'Pesach yoyser v'yoyser m'shayim oyseshun, and makes the roishim b'Pesach more and more than the whole year. V'tzuch lezua v'lamed ala mishma. A person has to be careful and to stand ala mishma yoyser m'kol ha'shun. I've seen somebody else explain similar also. Steit amuretz eime Shabbos ulof. Even amuretz Shabbos, Shabbos ha'hecher az mam, get us abish la'kitzel. As jedes wohl, as this man ma higher, a person has to hold himself a bit bigger. My father said once, after he said, "I stand in Putin, why can't you show him how big a man he is?" But my two eyes, because the kid that's only in Mitzrayim, it's Rashi who says, "Shmocha, yes, shmocha la'ach hazman, yes, shmocha la'ach hazman." So he said, I think I've seen it afterwards somewhere also, that what's shot in this pusik. So he said, as a swum said, a belayla said, the kimtach yeder eid, every eid gets an aliyah, because he gets up as a elevated. So the son knows the father, he knows him already from a good few years. I wish that I grew a tzaddik. Not such a great man, as by the Seder, his exercise by the Seder, at this Badruge Gedoyle, on a higher level. She thinks his father, he made a mistake till now, his father, I don't know, he thought till now his father is a plain, whatever, the Val is a Psaida Balmadrege's father, a gross Eid. Comes tomorrow, but a Seed is eight, is the same peasant as always. So to Behoiki Shalchu Binchu Mocha, Lehimoe, Mazois. So tomorrow, as eight, he's always with the same peasant as he was till now. So to Mazois. When were you true? Are you true now? Or yesterday night? When was it the real you? Yesterday or now? For Matu Eil of Yilan, to him, that was his name original. That's me original. Ah, yesterday night, Bechoizik Yodasuni Hashem Mitzrayim. Yesterday, because Boch took me out of Koyach for my Mitzrayim, and that's why yesterday I was a bit on a higher level. Abemis, that's what I am, I am, I am what I am, and there's nothing more to speak about it. But Kippurim, the Svurim, Andor Svurim Shait, that the avoided Hake, that the night of the Seder, we get a Matuna, that we become elevated, and that's only to get a taste of it, to get a flavor of it. Then Yemei Asfira, that's the time when we work ourselves on it, day by day, according to the mitzvahs, as we say, till we are zeicha to Shvius, which is the Zman of Matan Torah. The peak of the Yom Tov Pesach, it is taken the Seder. Therefore, the Seder has to be done kilchusoy with every little bit. I think in the name of Tzadikim that said Seder, why is it called Seder? Because it makes a Seder on the whole year. As a person behaves by the Seder, it's a Seder for the whole year. I think I've once seen printed in Aguda that the Vision Terebi, the Merchaim, came to Tzisrul and they had words in Ivrit. Somebody told them that he had a lot of times the word Hakol Beseder. So, oh, they've all gefelt me, oh, this I like. So, Hakol depends on the Seder. So, Hakol depends on the Seder. Depends on how a person practices a Seder. If a person practices a Seder as a good Jew, then he's got, first of all, he's got a taste of it, he's got a flavor, then he knows what to work on. If the Seder has, he's nothing, what chances does he have? This year, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a matuna, Shabbos and Pesach. So the whole year is like a big avoider. But there's klal, a man who's loyal to his wife and helps a bit at home, and the fat ladies who have got a yoke of the home management. It comes to say the hot minish can koyach, the cup is nish, the gift nish, the cup, both are not exactly. So this year, Baruch Hashem, we have got a Shabbos, and we can have a rest afternoon. You shouldn't say you're going having a rest for this, because Achuna from Shabbos to Yom Tov, but you're allowed to have a rest, and it's good to have a rest. It's not aufgefrischt, that we should be able to practice the Seder as an Eilich Yid. But one thing we cannot be mekayim this year. Shtayim Shachnuch and Simen Tov Ayin Bais, Yishel Chunai Urech Meboid Yoim, Kidei Lechol Miyad Kishatechshach. Shelchunai Urech Meboid Yoim can't be, because it's Achuna. The table should be laden by them can't be because it's Achuna Mishabas Liyamta. I said yesterday in the Drusha, I said that if we ate the two meals over there on the table, and you want already at least the tablecloth to change, or the plastic, whatever people have on top, and start preparing Shabbos afternoon, Shteitach Mazal Essen, something for Shalashidus, according to the Shitta, that you have to eat Shalashidus in the afternoon, so then you can lay the table again for the Shabbos afternoon, even though for the Shabbos afternoon you wouldn't lay the table again, but that's for the night you can lay, but that's kili with a teret that you used it already for Shabbos. In Siman Tuf Ayin Beis, Siv Beis, Zug the Shechnurach, Yisada Shilchuna Yofa Bekelem Nuam Kifi Koichai. It should be Misada, his table, Yofa Bekelem Nuam, with nice Kelem Kifi Koichai. And the Bach says, the time is, because Chayab Udam Liris is Atme Kili Yuta Mitzrayim, Kili Yuta Mishibit Mitzrayim. If somebody goes out of Shibit, has a nice laid table, that's how it is. It pushes the kavuna means to show cheres. That's how you show cheres. Well, about the table laid nicely. It'd be a groove, also says so, that it's an inner of cheres. Other places is brought down, Chivas from Sefer brings in Maril, that it's zeche to vayeshil and vayenotzli. Zeche to what it took out of Mitzrayim. That's the reason of it. In Sefer Shara Melech, it's a Sefer that speaks of the periods of the year, in Eber Yom Tov, he brings out a lot. One of the Kadmonim, first Achoinim, he says that the mitzvah in this Yom Tov, there's a mitzvah in Yom Tov Pesach more than any other Yom Tovim, to dress nice garments, mechabudim, lezeicha vayishali memetzraim kli kesev li kli zuv v'simulois. Therefore he says, even though somebody hasn't got that, it's a beautiful garment, he should go to the neighbor and lend garments, but to be mechabed yom to face, or lezeicha, that putuk over there, to be mechabed yom to face. Some fascinating thing. I've seen Reb Hillel Kolomeya, one of the gedolim that lived about 150 years ago, used to, they bring down the Marilla Tafila, he had mashkoines shel goyim, mashkoines shel akim, that deposited them, he was holding for them gold, silver items, he used to put them also on the table to beautify the table. So Reb Hillel Kolomeya used to have had a box where he kept all his kitzvei yad of Torah, and he used to put a box of kitzvei yad on the table, with the table Torah spichum ha'alfa zuv v'kesef, that's the biggest decoration on the table. Once had a humorous statement similar to this, that somebody walked into a sikkah for Eid, and there was no decoration, there was no noise sikkah. He only saw under a frame, framed a torn page of Gemara. The Vusados took the head once from a roof, because the shems to noise sikkah is a blab Gemara. He tore out the blab Gemara and hang it up. Akepuna Rabbi Kalamaya put his. Put his Chadisha Torah on the table, but this he made it. The Sefer Kavayusha says that you should be Mitzaya and Meyapa, you should beautify the Shelchen and the Seber, Kederch, Minigisru, Kedosh. But Ika Kavuna Lasois Nachas Riech for the Rabbeinu Shalom. The Alkane, he says, Cholile v'cholile, cholile v'cholile, says double zap. Lesaken hasebe oya shulchan al yedei noches. Ki im al yedei Yisraelis. Because of it's an avoider. In Kafachayim, in Simmer Reish Samach Beis, in Hilchas Shabbos, he says over there that a Baal should always be Mesada the Shabbos table. The Hatton should make it. My father also used to make, that was his job, the Shabbos table, and the Shaitach preparing the candles, so the Shaitach in other places. The Shabbos table also belongs. Seems that it's an avoider that belongs to men. Other places bought the lady, but Kepunim, it's an avoider that there should be an argument between husband and wife who should be Zoich and the avoider, and not the other way around. The Kare, whatever the minig is, the Amun Hugim that only the Balabais has a car, the Amun Minig that all the married children at the table have their own car and their own matzahs. But otherwise, you give them later matzahs. For some places where every adult has his own Lechem Mishnah, so later you'll give him Lechem Mishnah. But there's a little problem. One of the names, one of the reasons that Matzahs is called Lechem Oini, Sha'oine Mulev Dvurim Harbe. So it comes out the Balabayev has, and other rabbis brought in the Poskim, should be covered, uncovered the Matzahs when you say Daguda, Sha'oine Mulev Dvurim Harbe. If the Balabayev has those Matzahs, Sha'oine Mulev Dvurim Harbe, and then all the married children have, later, if they don't have the car, don't have the matzahs in front of them, then it's brought later the matzahs for the moitzah, then they don't eat from matzahs she'oinen ulav dvorim harbe. It's kedai that even though they have their own lechem mishnah, their lechem mishnah also they'll break both, one for the moitzi and one for the matzah darkish aluni beprises, but they still have a piece of that matzah she'oinen ulav dvorim harbe. So it's practical that the Balabayev, before he says Hamoy, after he says Hamoy, before he starts eating, which takes a while, the avoid of eating the two kezesim, he should break off already a part of that matzah and give it for a child to give out to every member of the family. He should be able to eat of that matzah, Sha'oin and Mul of the Rum Harbin. There's another reason why we need the matzahs on the table, but that's enough for the Balabayev, for the officiator of the Seder. We need to say matzavi and muazi, that's when you need a car. And bavizeh, b'shusha matzah mura, menucham lefanehu. So the matzah mura has to be there, b'shah saguda. Zroya is whatever person takes for zroya, is this year. If you, those who roast it, it has to be roasted before Shabbos, because if it's roasted after Shabbos, Shabbos you can't roast it. Now if it's those who roast it after Shabbos, this bechlad can happen every year. They forgot to roast it Erev Pesach, but this year there's more of a chance because it's Erev Shabbos. You have to eat it next morning, because at night we don't eat roasted items, and if you didn't eat it that day, then you've been roasting in Yom Tov for no reason. So it has to be eaten next morning. You can't leave it for next day to be eaten. Next morning it has to be eaten. Dam and Hugim that don't roast it, they just take a cooked piece and it's eaten later, middle of the season. Those have a minute to roast it, have to take care of this part. The Solim in Hugim and Zroya, say just a few items in this Indian of Zroya. Some say take the shank bone of a lamb. In Prima Gudim brings to take mafrekes shel oif. Touch mafrekes shel oif. The gorgon of the oif. Put up the gorgon. I wonder what it is. I saw the same thing also in Sefer Shad v'Shoyer Shavoyde. Zukta what's the mafrekes shel oif? Zukta the Chachomim say charois is zeichel et hapiach. And he brings a sefer Oire LaRasha that says shoyn nitpochem meprekison shel Yisrael. They used to press the Yidden on their neck, so that's why the goggle, the mafrekes, because the remes to that that was over there. And Kabul has also brought various things. Inuach HaShelchen says. Ve'einu neregilim b'zeh, on the zroya, on the shank. Einu neregilim b'zeh. Seems he lived in Litter, it was a poor place, it wasn't easy to buy those things. He says, kikushel asig, give not in any busal eitzim. Busal eitzim. Any busal eitzim. The other places used to take the fliegel of the off. How's it called, the fliegel of the off? The wing of the off used to take. Because I think it's for the same reason, because they were poor. So they took to have only eitzim is not enough. To bezoin, to book a bindel of tish. A bindel, get me a havdel for a DOG, get me a bindel to lecken. So it's a bezoin for the car to put a bindel. So you need a bit of meat, so they took that poorest part of a chicken, which is not really a portion. In Behetiv Shtaitak in Tivim Tivkiv Zayin, the Gab Erev Tashilni says it. Not the Gab of this. The Behetiv, Shaloi Likich Eitzim Shufu. Not to take your eitzim shuffle, shuffle the eitzim, it's a cheap bone. Elike chaticha chashiva, ba'erev tashilin. Ba'lehei mitzvah zi kala ba'neichu. Bayer, the Beitzer, or Bayer has thought it should be called, is also Tuvin Hugim, whether some and Hugim are Tzoyle the Beitzer, some are not Tzoyle the Beitzer. And it depends, most probably that depends in the Menhugim, whether you eat it that night or not. Because if you don't eat it that night, it's Beitzer B'li Klipusa. But if you eat it tonight, you think you peel it and have it in a carpi. And my father's house used to eat the Zroya and the Beitzer for Shulchan Aruch. Before Shulchan Aruch used to break it up in little pieces, and everybody took a piece out of the plate, it went around. Everyone was poem of this, it was a chush of a machel, because it wasn't the car, even though everybody got a small piece, but it had a chashivas in it. So in an old Torah Halacha magazine, and he speaks about someone, about what I mentioned before, about the Beitzer peeled egg on Pesach night. Somebody suggested Pesach night, what's the Issa? The Chayav Mazikim, whatever, it's a unim that we don't understand. It's a Pesach night of Chalei Shemirim. I saw in a magazine, an old Torah magazine, years ago, that somebody left Pesach night food under a bed. In the morning they woke up, they found there was food under the bed. What should they do? Alang Geshmiz, up and down, I don't remember whatever he comes to a decision, but that's the talk over there about the Leil Shemirim. When do I have to stop? Another thing that is this year a bit more endangered is the Indian of the salt water. A day early is hard, it's easier to forget. Same aloha is written by every Yom Tov. You didn't make it Erev Yom Tov, you should make it with a shini. A shini is a task. Normally you put in salt and add on water. So put in the water first, add on salt. Also you boil down, not to put lots of salt. It shouldn't be a pickling item. It's on a bissel of salt, and then you're to put a shite from Zwiffel salt stuff down. Pardon? Yeah, it looks, it's a chuna from Abed, yes. The shteit in Siddur Yavet, shteit always, if you make it a yomtiv, you shouldn't put a bit of salt, not a lot of salt, because the illusion is mei melach azenhem, strong to give you mouth. Pardon? Because it's a process of ma'abed, then you pickle items in there, it's a pre-pickling. Of ma'abed, the abed of zachim. Shesachila. Nein, aber es ist gar nicht mehr. Pickling is you could do earlier.
Really pickling, you're just dipping it.
Nein, aber the process of pickling, this you could do earlier. Alles kann man auf ein Yontum nicht machen. You mustn't grind wheat in Yontum. I
didn't get to
pickling. That's why you're making it, but the solution is a solution for this. It's a solution. That's it. So make it a bit with a bit less salt. At least time to the yard. Make it a bit less salt. There's another shinim in Hugim. In the cups which somebody would use a Yom Tov, that place where it's brought down should use dafke silver, and silver has got malus shtaitin kafachayim that kois is gematria lekim, which is midas adin, that silver is midas arachim, silver and gold, silver is midas arachim, gold is midas adin, silver midas arachim. So other have to use a silver cup, you know. Pardon? No, silver rather than gold is dinam. And other places are noik takis, noik to have glass cups stuffed on the table. Crystal cups. Why do you have glass cups? That's the pussy cups. Here, yayin ki is yadam. Don't see the wine. Don't be excited for the wine when you see it, because it's red. The red color will pull you. It's made of the chashivas of wine, was whatever, keaton, because it wasn't possible. Seems my time has come up. I just want to finish with two little items. One item is, Evot Aso Naguda Ben Ishchai, and he has two mahalachim, he explains the Simuna Haseda, Kaddish Echas. The second mahalach, when it comes to Shilchan Eurech, Sofen Beirach. Shilchan Eurech, you're ready to sit down over the table, eating the meal already, it's the time of meal eating, you settled. Say that the Haguda is most of it is over, now sitting down to the Seder. So the Shulchan, the Gemara says, Shulchan is Ishtoi, is a Shulchan. So I think it's the time now, Shulchan is the wife, Oyrech is valiant, it's time to value your wife, see what your wife is. And he goes he goes to market and he says the four chachamim sitting together, and one of them said, oh thank God, Zukta, shelo yasani ishu. Had I been a lady, Zukta, with hard work, I would have had to work. Zukta, no, I could also, this, the other chacham said, I could do this work that my wife does, I could do. But 9 months of pregnancy, this b'shimah I'll be able to do. So that's the chashivas of my wife, she carries my children 9 months. That's why the chacham, 9 months pregnancy, but toch noch auch gekannt, this I could provide also. But labor pains, Zukta, this b'shimah I'll not. The labor pains is also good, but the worry she had continuously with the baby and take care, this is something I wouldn't be able to do. Make a cheshma nefesh. Your wife works 4 weeks or other ladies more to prepare for yontef, and you sit down like a melech and everybody serves you, sit down like a melech. I think it's time to value your wife. Make a cheshma nefesh, the value of your wife. No, right away you'll be nesoyer from this. You'll want to stand up and say a drusha about your lovely darling wife. Zukta, nah, das nicht. Zukta, zufen berich. A compliment for a wife, you say quietly. Zufen berich. Zukta, zishkatz ni, it's the same public. Zukta, you say quietly. Hulach mo'ani da chula vesune ba'ad v'tzchaim kol dichten yeser v'yechul kaditzach yeser v'yifzach. Steifen belzeruf. One of the bells, the Rebbe Shteit, we say in Nishmas, in the Mitzrayim Galtuni, Melfunem em Mitzrayim Galtuni Hashem Elokeini is Namshach em Chaluim Rabim v'Namunim Delesuni. He's Medayik, what's the case of Mitzrayim and Chaluim Rabim v'Namunim? Then he's Medayik, what's Melfunem em Mitzrayim Galtuni? Then he's Medayik em Chaluim Rabim v'Namunim. What's Tash v'Namunim? The Gemurah Darshant in Parshat Kesuvah, in the Kulis dot, there's a Lushin there, also in Lushin Namunim. Das ding mo stach na monem, what the tach na monem? Na monem is na monem ba le khusam, na monem ba khazrusam. The machle gets him is a shlich from the rabbin shlem. Go to Moshe over there and there and stay there for 3 months or 6 months. So that is a gemach geworden, so der bel zruf des no ba goy. Baid, aid, that na monem doesn't work baid. Is not always always so punchy. So the ferraya hofte, so the mitraim there was a gezeire to be there 400 years. And what's the given? Milfunem Mitzrayim Galtuni. As it's all before the time. This is a raya, the Mechaluim, Rabim, Venemunem, even the Nemunem is the Lesuni. And the Lesuni also means from dual resolution, not taking out from within. Arozgeshep. Arozgeshep, not Aroz Wasser from Wasser. This is from within. The Mela, I wanted to say with this also. My rabbis, what I used to say, I think I've seen that after another swarm, that matzah na treken me kol zura hetzeloni. Steit in Zoya Kudish, and swarm bring it down, that matzah is michle de aswisse, the machel of rafir. Is a person, everybody's got his worries, is einen gesinnt, einen panus, einen shadichem, einen stammazoyen, einen heute sashemfe, he feels nagging. Anybody that is starving, for whatever he's starving, kol dichrich, they need something, Jesus should come for yechel, he should eat of the matzah, he should take the message of the matzah. What's the matzah? Then we call tzura teluni. The matzah of yechel itzius mitzrayim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed us that from mitzrayim you learn out that before the time we came up, maybe kol dichrich yesu v'yechel, from the matzah, from the avodah of Pesach, from the yom tov Pesach, we can learn out that whatever a person makes on a person and he can feel a bit meyishdik. It's my culture, it's a little bit of a dichtfen, yes, weg, this is my second.